When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the BetMGM Special, honoring the career of Chris Chelios. Broadcasting live at Kaiser Tiger, located at 1415 West Randolph. Brought to you by 670 The Score and BetMGM. The king of sportsbooks.
The winner goes to, for the Norris Award, if I can ever get it out of here. Gee, I don't know this guy. Chris Chelios.
Yeah, I'd like to, it's really special coming from Larry Robinson. He's a teammate of mine, and last time I received from Dennis Potvin, coming from Larry, it means a lot to me. Maybe it doesn't mean a lot to me. Huh? Okay, now I can smile.
Thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us here at 670 The Score. This is a celebration of Chris Chelios having his number 7 jersey retired later at the United Center, the Blackhawks and the Red Wings. I'm David Haw along with Mark Grody here until 3 o'clock at Kaiser Tiger on the second floor at 1415 West Randolph. Come and join us and celebrate hockey, talk hockey, whatever it is. We are having a lot of fun here, and now it's going to be a lot of fun to bring in our next guest, who was a teammate of Chris Chelios and spent 14 seasons in Chicago wearing the Blackhawks sweater. Doug Wilson, from 1977 to 1991, as good as it gets in Chicago, Hockey Hall of Famer, former general manager of the San Jose Sharks, and today is now the senior advisor to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Good afternoon, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's great to talk to you. Let's start just with your memories of Chris Chelios, the guy that obviously you had passed with, you know very well. Both you guys are spent your lives in hockey. What do you think of when you think of number 7 for the Blackhawks, Chris Chelios?
The ultimate competitor. I mean, I use the term, and this is probably the best compliment you can give anybody, is the ultimate hockey rat. He loved the game. To be a great player like he was, but play as long as he did and play at the level and evolve as a player, but I doubt there's anybody that loves the game more than Chelly and put more work into it. And you know, you look at all the accomplishments and the numbers, it's pretty incredible.
When he was still playing in his 40s, Doug, and I remember him playing around here with the Chicago Wolves as an avenue to get to the Atlanta Thrashers at one point in time, were you ever, like, just kind of watching him from afar or from wherever you were, like, man, why in the world does this man still want to play hockey?
Well, it comes from deep within him, and not just playing the game, but putting all the work in to be able to do it. And Telly enjoyed, I think he had more hours in the day than any one of us, so he enjoyed all aspects of life and the game. It comes down to your love of the game, to put the work in and train and overcome injuries and play late into your 40s. I can't even imagine it.
So, Doug, obviously earlier in his career, he was playing in Montreal, and he was an opponent and one of those guys that could get under the skin easily of players he was playing against, and probably he was an easy guy not to like. And then the big trade comes, and he's your teammate. How big of an adjustment was that? And did you have some trepidation before you knew what kind of teammate Chris Chelios would end up being?
No, I knew a lot of guys that were from Montreal on the Canadiens, and you know, guys that I had great respect for. But from a distance and just watching how he played the game, he could play any way that you wanted to play. And if things needed to be livened up a little bit, he'd do that. But offensively, defensively, I mean, look at his career as a player. You know, not only was he a 20-goal scorer, and when he gets 950 points almost, but as his career evolved, he was able to, with his hockey smarts, play defensively and bring a really important role to the Red Wings and all their cup wins. So he did everything in his career, arguably, you know, the best American defenseman of all time, him and Brian Leetch, one, two, whichever way you want to go. But basically, he was one of the best defensemen that ever played the game, period.
Doug, when you were playing with Chris, were you wearing a helmet then? Because when I think about you, and I had to educate some of the kids here about this, you know, maybe even some of my peers, that you never did you ever wear a helmet?
Well, this is how brilliant I am. I got a puck between the eyes and had a skull fracture, and the following year I tried to wear a helmet. I just didn't like it. I think the only time I'd probably need to wear a helmet, when Chelly was playing, was after the game.
That's great. What was that like having him? I mean, he was a kind of before his time. Was he more notorious on the ice or off of it?
No. He just enjoyed life. I say this with all due respect. You got to, when you go through life, you know, you got to enjoy the journey. And you know, we play hockey. That's what we love. But Chelly's a character. He reminds me a lot of the old school guys that I broke in with, the Stan Mikitas and Keith Magnusons and Tony Espositos and people like that. And Chelly would have been a star in any era.
Well, it's amazing, too, because, you know, we talk about him living life to the fullest. He, you know, he was out with his good buddy Eddie Vedder last night and all of that kind of stuff. But the thing about him was that he was maybe the most extraordinarily fit athlete on that team and on those teams, that no matter what he did, that guy's always showing up and probably never showed any signs of a guy who was enjoying life to the fullest.
Well, he's obviously genetically gifted, but, I mean, the work and the hours that he put in for the fitness level. And you're right. You know, if you have a couple you know, the night before, you got to get in there and work hard. He'd probably be the hardest working guy with the least amount of sleep. So that's quite a combination.
We're talking with the great Doug Wilson here on 670 The Score, special broadcast at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph, honoring Chris Chelios. Thank you to BetMGM for putting this all together. Doug, obviously, after your playing career, you got into the front office, and you did a terrific job kind of revitalizing the San Jose Sharks and that organization, and here you are now a senior advisor to the Pittsburgh Penguins. I bring that up because, obviously, it shows how you spent your life in hockey, but also you have seen the Blackhawks twice this year, and with all of the praise that Chris Chelios deserves, and certainly Patrick Kane coming back is a big deal here in town for obvious reasons. You know that. Connor Bedard is the reason that people are excited again about hockey in Chicago. You have seen him a couple times. The comparisons have been made to Sidney Crosby. What do you see, and is that a fair comparison?
Well, I don't think it's a fair comparison, but I can understand why people do it. Connor is a special player. It's funny, I ran into his junior coach, John Paddock, a couple weeks ago, and he raved about him as a kid and about his work ethic. His skill sets are off the charts. I mean, he's going to be a special player and be an important guy, not only for the franchise, but for the game of hockey. But when you hear the type of kid he is and the character and work ethic, that kind of brings a smile to all of us that have played the game for a long time or been involved in the game, because our greatest players set the standards for all of us when we came into the game. You know, I mentioned the Stan Mikitas or Bobby Orr or Tony Espositos, and Chelly had the same type of influences with Bob Gaines and Larry Robinson. The character and the work ethic and love of the game is what we want from our stars going forward. And I think Connor Bedard, he has it on the ice. It's apparent what he can do, but what he does when people aren't looking is a thing that separates good players from great players.
Dan, we were talking about him earlier and his appreciation for Patrick Kane, who will be out at the United Center tonight, talking about how he, you know, watched all his mixtapes and all of his highlights and all of that. So from projecting on Connor Bedard to kind of reviewing and evaluating a career in Patrick Kane as a guy, you know, you probably, you know, have a fair amount of interest in what Patrick Kane did throughout his career, has, you know, still doing. What have you thought about Patrick Kane's career and what he did for this Blackhawks organization?
Incredible. I mean, him and, you know, look at all the guys who were there, and, you know, they built the team and carried it to winning Stanley Cups. And, you know, it's, when you're around special players, you get to appreciate them even more. You mentioned Sidney Crosby a little while ago. I've always admired him and, you know, crossed paths with him and stuff and watched him get the game-winning goal in the Olympics and all that. But watching what he does every day, how he treats people and how his commitment to the game, the guys that are special like that, and I include Patrick in that, that's what they have. And, you know, for a guy like Connor to come in at his age and understand the history and have the respect for the guys that played before him, Patrick and Jonathan Toews, et cetera, that tells you a lot, because you want to know the history of the game to respect, give it the respect that it deserves.
You spent your last two seasons playing for the Sharks after approving a trade by the Blackhawks, 14 seasons in Chicago, and obviously your career spoke for itself. You're a Hockey Hall of Famer. How difficult was it, though, if at all, or how mixed emotions were the emotions when you played against the Blackhawks, doing what Patrick Kane is doing today, returning maybe to a building or seeing the uniform on the other side? What does that do to a guy, and how difficult is that going to be?
It brings back all the memories. It's like a kaleidoscope goes through your mind of people that were there for you, not just hockey guys, but in my case, a lot of people off the ice. You know, the Billy O'Rourke's, the Keith Magnusson's, the Bob Birdies, people like that, Pat Foley's. I mean, the list goes on and on. All my children were born in Chicago. The memories of playing in the old Chicago Stadium, which was the loudest rink in front of the greatest fans going, that was a privilege. So when you're going back, I think that's what happens. You remember a lot of different things from people that impacted your life at special moments. You know, even like Paul Ruck, who was a timekeeper, the Mullins family. I mean, there's just so many for me that I'm just, in my mind, it's coming to me right now, but I'm sure Patrick will go through all the special moments and the people that were there, not just during the good times, but during some of the challenging moments too.
Hey, we just had Steve Larmer on. I'm sure you still keep in touch with him.
Oh, he's one of my favorites of all time. He is he was such a great player, maybe the best two-way forward I ever played with. He was absolutely incredible, but a great guy, and he's an amazing person.
Before we let you go, Doug, I'd really appreciate your time this morning, because or this afternoon, we know the Penguins are dropping the puck here shortly, and you're in Pittsburgh for that reason. So when you think of the legacy of a Chris Chelios, maybe not so much off the ice, but on it, the way that he played, the impact that he had, how would you describe Chris Chelios' legacy to somebody who might not have seen him play?
One of the greatest defensemen that ever played the game, and competed hard, off the charts, his passion for the game. You knew that if you're playing him, especially in playoffs or best on best, you're getting his best. There's never a doubt. And he's well-deserved. And I talked to Tex Chelly yesterday and congratulate him. He deserves every bit of it.
Hey, Doug, you still got the long, black, curly hair? Because, you know, it was the hair without the helmet. Yeah.
Well, it's either getting gray around the edges or I'm painting a lot. I'm not sure.
Well, we really appreciate your time today. Best of luck with the Penguins the rest of the year. Look forward to talking again.
Great. Thanks very much. Bye, guys.
Yep. See you,
Doug. Doug Wilson, former Blackhawk great, 14 seasons in Chicago, Hockey Hall of Famer, really top-notch executive with the San Jose Sharks, and now the senior advisor for the Pittsburgh Penguins, joining us here at this special broadcast for Chris Chelios, retiring his jersey number 7 later at the United Center. Thank you to BetMGM for all of this that they've put together. Great event here, 6-7 to score. David Hall, Bruce, I almost called you Bruce. David Hall and Mark Grody until
you
3 o'clock
at
today.
Me and almost it's, said Bruce.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
an insult
Grody.
To Bruce. I don't think Bruce is going to be happy with you at all.
Well, I was thinking baseball because, Mark, we're going to talk to Steve Rosenblum, who covered the Hawks a long time, and Rosie definitely has some thoughts on Chris Chelios, among other things. We know that. But I was thinking baseball because the Cubs made news overnight. We need to let everybody know we are the Cubs' flagship. Obviously, it's a huge deal when they re-sign their best player. Cody Bellinger is their best player. He re-signed overnight, 3 years, $80 million. Changes the way we view this Cub offseason immediately. It changes the way that you have expectations for 2024 immediately. It started with signing Craig Counsell in November and introducing him, poaching him from the Brewers, and it ends with Cody Bellinger re-signing for another year in a Cub uniform.
Yeah, and it just puts everything into place all of a sudden. Like, all of a sudden, everything feels better. The way you construct the lineup, the ability to have somebody come in there and play first base if they need that still, because that's still an area where, I mean, you just throw Michael Bush in there as your first baseman. So he provides some depth, solidifies the lineup, and that outfield looks pretty good now with him out there. And I think that no matter what, you were probably going to have a pretty good defensive guy if it had been PCA or Brennan Davis.
You need to pop, though. Did you just say Brennan Davis?
Brennan Davis,
come
man.
On.
I saw him taking swings
yesterday.
I know,
he had a big day yesterday. Are you going to be really influenced by February baseball? Are you falling for that?
No, I'm actually not, because I was starting to get – because there was a scenario. I think talking to your guy, Bruce Levine,
yeah,
who I look very much like, Bruce Levine was talking about, hey, you know, while Bellinger was not there, Brennan Davis is in the mix here.
Okay.
But that's what I mean. We don't have to worry about that now.
Brennan Davis is one of the brighter lights in the Cubs system. If you talk to
Futures
him, you would
game
want to.
Futures Game All-Star 2018. Yeah, why do you not like Brennan Davis?
He's had some injuries. We've had to worry about him staying healthy, and I think the Cubs still worry about him staying healthy. If healthy, I'm with you. I think Brennan Davis can be an asset, have a long career as a major leaguer, but he's got to stay healthy. And I think that even without him, Mark, your point's well taken. They feel good about PCA's defense in center field. Mike Tauchman is the guy a lot of people forget about.
I like Mike Tauchman.
He was the Palatine Pounder. I mean, the Palatine Pounder.
That's right.
You don't forget a guy with a nickname like that.
I put that away. I let that go in and out. But it's back now. Now
you have Craig Counsell.
Tauchman. Mike Tauchman.
Whose ability to mix and match made him one of the smartest managers in baseball.
Oh, yeah,
now he has a greater ability to mix and match. I wonder what the opening day lineup is going to be.
Oh, my God. Who was the leadoff hitter last year? His name escapes me. I don't even know if he's still on the roster
this year.
Tauchman
led off.
No, it wasn't Tauchman. It was not Tauchman. Tauchman was not
Master
the leader.
Mastroboni?
Mastroboni.
He's still in camp.
Okay.
I don't have to tell Bruce that.
Miles Mastroboni. Yes, he led off last year. I actually like Mike Tauchman.
I mean, too.
I understand, like, he's Mike Tauchman. He's probably not going to be a part of the future core of the Cubs. I think he is 32 years old. But he's just a really good baseball player.
Solid.
Who's very easy to just push to the side. But Mike Tauchman will impact this Cubs team this
solid
year.
Solid player to have on your bench or in your lineup.
Yeah.
I do wonder. Cody Bellinger gives you so many different options, and to me, he relieves the pressure on a guy like Michael Bush at first base, like a guy like PCA
100.
In center field. You don't have to worry about both those guys being in a position where you're relying on two rookies on opening day throughout the season. If one falters and the other one doesn't, well, then Bellinger can play first base or center field. He gives you that kind of versatility. That's the beauty in what they were able to do. So that's like the micro look at the lineup and the implications. Big picture, Jed Hoyer won this stare down with Scott Boras. That is not insignificant. That is not something to just shrug off, and that is not just sports talk radio blather. That is significant because in the game of baseball, in the industry, when you have an executive that wins a stare down with the most powerful agent in the game, it resonates.
He won the stare down, or did he? I mean,
yes.
Two option years? The first 2 years are option years? By the way, Cody Bellinger can opt out after each of the first two years?
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Ask me why that's good for the Cubs.
Because it would mean that Cody Bellinger played well for the Cubs, right? So if he plays really well and he wants to opt out and go play with the Dodgers again next year, when the Dodgers are like, come on back home.
Then talk to me next year. Then talk to me when you're anticipating 2025. But as we anticipate 2024, you have a team that
might be good enough to win the division now.
I agree with you.
Do is get into the tournament.
I agree with that. I'm just saying in terms of you saying that Jed Hoyer won the stare down, I don't want to like it's awesome that they signed Cody Bellinger, but I just look at the actual deal and have to take a fuss with it a little bit that there's the two option years. But, yes, I get what you're saying. If he plays well this year, that's good for everybody, good for Cody. It will have meant good things for the Cubs.
I'm willing to concede if somebody wants to make the argument that it's not long enough in terms of a commitment. That maybe, you know, it does give the player more options.
And I like 3 years. I'm uncomfortable with the player options. That's
but
all.
I think
that's
that in
all.
Terms of the size of the investment, it reflects maybe a concern over regression by Cody Bellinger.
Fair.
It protects you against that.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck with him for 2 years at that price, well, you know what? Then he's been a very good Cub, and I think that you're ready to go for it now. You're in a position, too, that if you're in contention at the trade deadline because Cody Bellinger has done what you expect him to do, you're going to be aggressive. You're going to go out and fill those gaps. You're going to get that starting pitcher. You're going to try to go for it now because you can. And that's why when you have prospects, seven of the top 100 in baseball, you're in a position to do these short-term deals and maybe overpay early and not backload them. Rather front load him, and I like that flexibility, and that's what Hoyer did, and he was patient in doing that.
It's refreshing, honestly, to see a 3-year deal. I think that's absolutely spot on. I applaud Jed Hoyer for that. My own, just being finicky, and maybe even just for the sake of doing it's just those player option years. But yes, I would not have wanted to see the 7 to 10 year whopper deal for Cody Bellinger, and obviously nobody in the league was falling for that completely. Like, he played really well last year, but let's see him continue to do that, I think. And even the Cubs kind of said that to a certain extent by just going with a 3-year deal.
Show it to me. Prove it to me.
Again.
Do it again, Cody.
That's right.
Because there was a concern about the regression that maybe the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers don't let anybody go.
That's a good
and
point.
And that still is one of those things that you wonder about. They let Michael Busch go. He's in the starting lineup. They let Cody Bellinger go. He's like your biggest offseason acquisition.
Yeah.
Or I guess it wouldn't be an acquisition. Free agent signing.
Really quick. I know we got to get to the break. But Cody Bellinger obviously was not as effective, hard hit rate, all of that, hitting the ball over the wall towards the end of the season. He started to slump again. Do you look at that with real concern, or do you look at that the way a lot of people look at it, as in a different approach at the plate where he's kind of got that B-hack going?
I think you'll
up
see
there.
Here I'm having this glass that I'm holding in front of you. It's radio, so you can't see it on Twitch stream.
Is that vodka?
It's I don't
Vegas
it's, no,
Hall?
It's water.
Oh, Vegas Hall just walked in, ladies and gentlemen. Vegas Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
It's water. It's in a glass, and it's half full.
Okay.
It's not half empty. It's half full, Grody. So Cody Bellinger coming back is a good thing. I'm not looking for flaws. I'm not looking at him like, okay, oh, boy, I wonder if he's going to strike out 4 times against the Astros, or, oh, my gosh, he's not going to hit 35 homers. The belly bombs are coming.
Oh, man, the
he's
belly
back.
Bombs are coming.
And now this was the best news. You know what? This is a great day for hockey fans. I am so pumped to get to the United Center.
Oh,
and then
I
wake up to the news that Cody Bellinger is back.
Oh, it's great.
Are you kidding me?
It happened.
I'm going crazy.
It did. It happened.
This is as happy as I get, see?
Right.
I'm smiling.
I turn on the score. I'm listening to Espo. I don't know what's going on. I didn't know who to expect. And I'm starting to hear positive things. And all of a sudden, boom, 3-year deal.
We've got Pat Hughes on the score earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
And he's probably sitting in his kitchen at the table saying, he can't wait to say Chicago Cub baseball. Out in the air.
Bruce Luxury Tax Levine was on the score, too.
Did you really just call him Bruce Luxury Tax?
Bruce Luxury Tax.
Oh, that's going to come back.
Yeah,
all right, we have a lot more of show here today. We're going to talk to Steve Rosenblum when we come back, our teammate at the score who
sucks.
Covered Chris Chelios and the hockey in the 90s here in Chicago, as well as at 2 o'clock, it's going to be a treat. Dale Tallon, the man who drafted Patrick Kane, the executive who everybody remembers really making an impact on the Blackhawks in that first Cup winner in 2010. Also a guy that was in the booth calling a lot of Chelios' games. Everyone knows who Dale Tallon is if you're of a certain age here in Chicago and a hockey fan. We'll do all of that. We are at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph in the West Loop. Come and join us. We're on the second floor. A lot of fun. BetMGM's done a terrific job putting this together. The score is celebrating Chris Chelios, who has his jersey retired later today. Jersey number 7. Mark Grody, David Haw here until 3 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24-monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I think it was 2007 or 2008. We were in Chicago. We had a power play, and the puck was kind of stalled in the corner, and I had my back facing the net. Felt about 7 cross checks on my back. Turned around, and I was looking to see if there was going to be a penalty, but the ref kind of let it go for a little bit. So I decided to whack him back a couple times, and then I think it might have been a 12th cross check on my back that they finally called the penalty, and. And we got a 5-on-3 out of it and scored. And then after he was saying he wanted to give us a 5-on-3 so we could make the playoffs. So. I don't think he was too honest about that one. But,
I recognize that voice. That belongs to Patrick Kane. Kaner.
Kaner.
Little number 88 coming in hot today with the Red Wings. David Haw, Mark Brody here at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph. A special score broadcast brought to you by BetMGM. Honoring Chris Chelios and his number 7 being retired later today. Kaner talking about playing against Chelios. People maybe forget that. Chelios played for 26 seasons. He played until he was like 47 years old. And I remember 2009, the Western Conference Finals, when the Red Wings were playing the Blackhawks. That was kind of the year before the year.
Yes.
And the Hawks were ahead of schedule. Chelios still on that team. Kaner obviously coming into his own, about to enter his prime. And so it's odd to hear Patrick Kane at this stage of his career remembering the time he played against Chris Chelios, but it's also funny.
I remember maybe it was one of the first games Chelios played against, I think it was at the United Center, Kane and Taves both on the ice, and Chelios basically bullying both of those guys, like in the sports hockey context, like, and just like being very.
You say bully, he'd say welcoming.
Like there was no like, oh, hey, we're all Blackhawks.
No.
I'm at the United Center. Like he wanted a piece of Kane and Taves. I remember watching that and being like, yo, Chelios, back off a little bit, man. Leave our guys alone. We're all Blackhawks here.
I'm sure our next guest remembers that and maybe many other things about Chris Chelios' career. Steve Rosenblum, our teammate at the Score, covered the Hawks very well for both the Sun-Times and the Tribune, longtime hockey guy. Steve, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I love this. I love this whole idea of you guys doing the score doing a special broadcast for a guy who is that special of a hockey player and an athlete. And I think he'd still be playing if you had a backyard rink, David. You want to ice yours over? He'll be there.
He's got the land out there in the region.
Hey, why not? So, yeah. You know. And Steve, let's face it, though. You're more impressed the fact that the score is actually taking 3 hours to talk hockey consecutively.
Yeah, I almost did 3 hours yesterday because of that. I had Roenick on. And talking about Chelly and talking about just random Chelio stuff, the memories that come flooding back. And it was wonderful to be able to do it and do it with a purpose, not have to fake it. It meant something. He meant something to the city. The city certainly meant something to him. It's wonderful. He's a Chicago kid and guy who played. And if you're a hockey romanticist, he played for three original six teams. And he won cups in two of those cities, and he got to the finals in all three. He didn't win one here. But if you like those kind of stories, he's perfect. He's wonderful.
Go back to that first time that he got traded from Montreal to the Blackhawks, Steve. It was a long time ago. He was traded for Dennis Savard, of all people. What do you remember about that level of anticipation or reaction and what that meant for, you know, obviously Chris Chelios' career, but for the Blackhawks specifically?
One of the things is that we saw it coming. I anticipated it to some degree, and I thought Keenan was going to force a trade for Savard for Dale Hawerchuk, who he coached in the 87 Canada Cup, the team that won when Mario scored in the last minute. And we saw it coming because it wasn't, but when I talked to Keenan, I guessed wrong when I said Hawerchuk, and I should have known it would be Chelios or somebody like that, because he always relied on that defenseman. And if you never saw Chelios play, then think Duncan Keith. If you're a modern-day hockey fan, that's what it was. The guy was going to play 30 minutes. He was going to play kill penalties, work the power play, take a regular shift. He was going to move the puck, and he was going to be vicious in front. And that's the way, you know, Chelios and Duncan Keith, they're lumberjacks. They could chop with the best of them. And that's how they kept the slot clear. That Chelios coming home, it was a shock because Savard was, I will say he's the most electrifying player in the 80s. I know Gretzky had all the records and Lemieux had tremendous skill. Hell, Lemieux scored for the cycle one night. Even strength, power play, shorthanded, empty net, and a penalty shot. And yet, Dennis Savard was the most electrifying player with speed and moves. And he's leaving, and here comes a guy who is going to control the game. And that's really what I remember about Chris Chelios. He controls games the way you saw Duncan Keith do it, the way all great number one defensemen, Norris Trophy winning defensemen do.
Such a great reference point, Steve, the Duncan Keith part of it, and you put it so perfectly, controls the game, because that's exactly what I thought of Duncan Keith doing that. By the way, Steve Rosenblum, great to talk to you. Mark Grody out here with David Haw. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
I look forward to meeting you someday.
Even on a day when I'd like to think you actually don't suck today. But what did you think? What did you think of the way Chris Chelios was treated by Chicago when he was traded to Detroit and was perceived as a trader all those years?
Standard operating procedure. I mean, look, if you looked at it with your heart, you know, I don't want to see this guy leave. And now that he's with the dreaded and evil Red Wings and they're going to win, and they did win, and we hate it. We don't like you. Don't do that. And he asked for a trade. And it was funny. You had Doug Wilson on earlier. I love Doug Wilson. And he finished second in the Chelios Derby. It was either Wilson Sharks or the Red Wings when he was going to be traded, and the Red Wings got him. And it's standard operating procedure. I would imagine, what do you think is going to happen if Kane scores tonight? He's going to skate on the ice. He'll get a wonderful applause. He'll probably get the video and all that stuff. And then if he scores, do you think there'll be boos?
No. Steve, I think Chicago loves Patrick Kane still. I don't know.
Maybe on his second goal, though.
Maybe the second goal. The game winner in overtime, that's going
to
hurt.
Honest to God, it was like, guys, check this out since we're all here. Didn't Frank Thomas get cheered
at the
Oakland A's when he hit the first homer? But remember, he had two homers when he returned with the A's. I believe he was booed.
I was there. A lot of people think he didn't boo. I remember that.
Okay, so did they boo the second?
I don't think they did.
Okay, all right.
I don't know, Steve. You think he's going to get booed if he scores?
I just asked. I don't know. I know there's a great love for him, and he gave Hawks fans some terrific moments, wonderful, exciting play, and I can see why you might still love him when your team really sucks, except for one guy. And I could see why you'd cheer him, because the season is not the playoffs.
He scores, I'm pumping a fist.
Huh? Where is Kaner on your, like, would you put Chris Chelios ahead of Patrick Kane on your list of greatest Blackhawks of all time?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if he will, Hawk.
No,
don't project. We're asking the question.
Steve, I apologize for that question.
Yeah. Steve?
No. I would put Kane right behind Stan Mikita. Mikita is the greatest Blackhawk ever. And I would put Kane right behind because
Haw here thinks that Kane's the greatest Blackhawk of all time. You really think that, don't you?
I do. I do believe that, Steve. I respect the Stan Mikita reference. Mully said the same thing. I still am going with Showtime. I fall for all that stuff. I love the celebrations. I love the magic. I love all of the stuff that Patrick Kane did for the Blackhawks.
Well, he was a three-time winner, and Mikita won one cup. But I look at it by positions. Like, I heard you guys had on Mully and Haw, you had Eddie O on, and he believes Kaner is the greatest American hockey player. And I'm unfortunately going to have to tell Eddie O that he's wrong.
Madonna.
Chelly is, because of the position he plays. That's why I picked Mikita as well. Chelios already listed what he does. He can control a game. He killed penalties. He worked power play, took a regular shift, played 30 minutes. Patrick Kane couldn't kill penalties. We found that out. He wasn't going to play 30 minutes. Stan Mikita played both ends of the ice. Patrick Kane doesn't play both ends of the ice. Stan Mikita took faceoffs. He was tremendous at faceoffs. He could pass. He could score. And he played 21 years for the Hawks. So that's why I think he's the greatest Hawk ever. And that's why I think Shelley's the greatest American player because of what he did, and captain two Olympic teams, and was a stand-up guy as whatever captain he was, whether it was the Blackhawks or it was, and he endured a lot. If you don't know, because it was in the 80s, but he was named co-captain of the Canadians with Guy Carbonneau. I love saying the French names. And they were livid. The fans and the Quebecois were livid because he was a non-Canadian, named a co-captain of that team. And Chelios had to grow up real quick playing there. If you thought playing for the Bears, if you thought Justin Fields had it tough, imagine being a player for the Canadians where that's it. It's not religion. It's more important. Ask Dennis Savard. When he got traded there, took his daughter to McDonald's, and it was in the paper the next day about the Happy Meal. That's the kind of pressure there was, and that's what Chelios grew up to understand and to appreciate, and that's what I think made him such a great leader. He learned from some of the best in the Canadiens' locker room.
Steve, you had a great conversation with Jeremy Roenick on Saturday Suckage yesterday on The Score about the topic of being who was the greatest American hockey player. Let's listen to that now here, because I want you to react to what Jeremy Roenick had to tell you on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no question Chris Chelios. I mean, for so many different reasons. I mean, the Stanley Cups, the Norris Trophies, the Hall of Fame, his durability, the length that he played, the way that he played the game. Patrick Kane is definitely in the top, the top five best players of all time. But Patrick Kane never scored 50 goals. He's won three cups. He scored 100 points. He's third all-time in scoring. He is one of the best for sure. But when you want to talk about all the intangibles that go into a hockey player, Chris Chelios is in my opinion by far the most iconic American hockey player ever born.
Great interview, Steve.
Thank you very much. JR was wonderful. He was part of that. He benefited the most from the Chelios trade because he was elevated to the number one center. He got custody of Larmer and Goulet when Savard left, and then he got the puck from Chelios. He benefited the most, and you saw 50-goal seasons. And JR was as fearless and honest off the ice as he was on it. And Chelios was so honest off the ice. You know his game. There was one time where they were going through a bad patch, and he was a captain. He stood up. He was ready to answer questions. You would come to him after a game. He goes, "All right, look, write what you want, and I'll say I said it." That was his response. He didn't care. He was going to stand up for whatever we wrote. And here's something, David, I don't know if you heard this in time sitting down with an athlete, but it's a really good question to ask athletes, ask players from now on. Because Chelios said he feared losing more than he enjoyed winning.
I've heard that before.
It's a hard way to go through
life. That's a difficult way, but that's why he's working out like a fiend the hours that he works out and putting a exercise bike in the sauna, because he fears losing more than he enjoys winning. He's running scared always.
And it's a shame. He won 3 Stanley Cups. He won in the hockey's what they consider hockey's homeland in Montreal and 2 in Detroit, and he won a lot. He won a lot of trophies, and like you said, Mark, it's a really hard way to go if you're fearing losing more than enjoying winning. But whatever drives you, and it drove him for, I think, 400 years in the NHL, isn't that what he played?
Something like that. Close enough, Steve. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for talking hockey in a way that we don't always get to do on The Score, but this is a lot of fun, and I know that you're going to enjoy the game tonight because Patrick Kane's in town. The Red Wings are really playing at a high level, and the Hawks aren't, so I think it creates all kinds of possibilities. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Maybe the third goal, is that when Kane will get booed?
Maybe so.
When he finally gets tired of
watching him. Maybe that's a good question to ponder. Thank you. Steve Rosenblum, our teammate at The Score, longtime newspaper guy, covered the Hawks throughout Chelios' career. Sun-Times Tribune was a teammate of mine there. Always is the guy that if you have a hockey question, if you want a hockey opinion, you know where to go. Rosie's never shy.
Oh, he's so good at it. I can't imagine. Can you imagine Steve Rosenblum, beat reporter for the Blackhawks, just with his natural curiosity and a dash of caustic? You know what I
and
mean?
That edge.
And that edge.
Yeah,
and
it
like
was
the
great.
Fearlessness.
That's why he does such a good job writing about hockey. And we'll continue to talk about hockey here at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph. Come over and join us. We're on the second floor. We are here. Thank you to BetMGM, because without them, we're not having this gathering, and we're having a lot of fun talking about hockey. And Mark Grody, David Hall will be here until 3 o'clock on The Score, special broadcast for Chris Chelios, who has his jersey retired later today, number 7 in the rafters at the United Center. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So let's get started. The first selection of the 2007 National Hockey League entry draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Dale Cowan's team will pick in the top 3 for the 3rd time in the last 4 years, but this is the first time in the history of the National Hockey League draft that the Chicago Blackhawks have had the first overall selection.
This historic pick, first time ever the Chicago Blackhawks have had the first pick, and we proudly select from the London Knights, the Ontario Hockey League, Patrick Kane.
Welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm David Hall along with Mark Grody. Talking hockey. Yeah, we're talking hockey. We are honoring Chris Chelios, having his jersey number 7 retired later today when the Red Wings play the Blackhawks. 5 o'clock, the puck drop at the United Center. The ceremony is at 3:15. Thank you to BetMGM for putting us up here at Kaiser Tiger, second floor, 1415 West Randolph. Come and join us. Order some food, order some drinks, order whatever you want. We're talking hockey. And Patrick Kane, as you heard, coming in, first overall pick. That was Dale Tallon who made that selection. We will talk to him at the top of the hour. Patrick Kane in a Red Wing jersey at the United Center, it's just going to look wrong. It's just going to look odd. It's just going to look strange. And yet, Grody, when he dazzles with the puck and dangles and goes through the Hawk defense like he is likely to do, because he's coming in hot, so are the Red Wings. They're coming in a hot team. Kaner has 4 goals and 6 assists in a 7-game point streak since he returned from the lower body injury. It's going to be tons of fun for me to see Patrick Kane on the ice again. I don't know if every Hawk fan feels the same way. I cannot wait.
I think most Hawks fans are going to feel like you. I mean, we talked about if he's to score a goal, what the reaction would be. I'm positive it would be cheers. And some of it is because of the state of the team right now. If the Blackhawks were more competitive, then things would be different. And I know that especially nobody in this bar overlooks the rivalry that really once was with the Blackhawks and Red Wings. It's not as strong as it once was, so it doesn't feel as jarring seeing the idea of seeing Patrick
Kane. They're not in the same conference.
They're not.
And they're not the same level.
That's true.
So those things maybe diminish the rivalry just a tad.
Just a little bit. So it really does, for me, make way for an easy decision if we're at the United Center. And I do wonder, the second goal or the hat. I'm thinking through this in my brain right now in real time. If Kane gets a second goal, he will be cheered, because how awesome would it be to see Patrick Kane get a hat trick?
Oh, my gosh. I said that to my son the other day, and he scoffed and said, no chance.
Yeah.
But I do think that would be a lot of fun. It will be odd for Patrick Kane to be in an opposing sweater at the United Center, and he addressed that pregame today earlier at Downtown Hotel when he met with the media and talked about the oddity of coming in here as a visitor.
Saw me yesterday not to, just keep walking to the Blackhawks room. You got to turn right at some point to go into the visitor's room. So it'll be a little bit different. I mean, I've never really been in that room except for maybe 1 or 2 days in training camp when they'd have the red and white scrimmage there, filling out the building and those training camp scrimmages. So that's probably the only time I've really been in there. So it'll be a little bit different, but I think it's just like, try to treat it like another road game. I know it isn't, but hopefully settle in quickly and just kind of play tonight.
One thing about Patrick Kane, you could hear him being very monotone there, being very reserved. But the one thing about Patrick Kane that I did come to learn after being around him for all of his seasons, it was a pleasure and a privilege to cover Patrick Kane as long as I did in Chicago. He's more emotional than that monotone voice. He's more sentimental now that he's a father. I think this is going to mean a lot to Patrick Kane. He may not be able to anticipate just how those emotions are going to sweep over him when he's introduced or when he takes the ice.
I'm thinking about how big is the ovation going to be for him. I mean, we know there's going to be a roar, but how extended will it be? I mean, while I'm going to debate you a little bit on the greatest Blackhawk in franchise history, I mean, you have that down as Patrick Kane, I wouldn't argue that he was the most important player on the 3-cup run. And, I mean, there are plenty of guys that you could have runner-up to that, starting with Jonathan Toews, going to Duncan Keith, the guy that Steve Rosenblum just compared to Chris Chelios.
I'd love
Marian Hossa.
Oh, my gosh.
Is a fun name
good
to throw out there.
Good old 81, already retired.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. His jersey was retired. I mean, I guess you
Duncan
could probably.
Duncan Keith, Corey Crawford. Where do you start?
Yeah.
It's a good debate, Grody.
Absolutely. But I do wonder what it's going to be like, how extended it's not going to be Michael Jordan 2013 came back with the Wizards and got that just unbelievable, 10 minutes worth of adulation. It's not going to be that. But this is not an insignificant character. This is one of the most important players in Chicago sports history in terms of winning titles.
The way that he left town a year ago when they traded him to the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
And that kind of caught him a little bit off guard. It caught a lot of people maybe by surprise, or at least the reality of it was jarring. And he talked about that reality this morning as well.
Yeah, that was my last home game. And then I think we were on the road for a few. And I played in Dallas, actually.
and then we were playing in San Jose, and you know, I was just getting ready for just playing another game, and New York was able to kind of speed up the process on a trade, so I had to make a decision within like 24 hours if I wanted to go or not, and decided to take on the challenge. So it was all really quick. I mean, even like coming back to Chicago after that, like Taser was back here and maybe someone else, and I was skating and hanging out with them a little bit, and thought I was gonna be around for a couple more days, and the trade went through pretty quick, so I pretty much was just kind of getting up and leaving. So I think everyone has different situations, whether you're leaving free agency or trade or middle of the season, and that was just kind of something a little bit different. So it'd be nice to be back and kind of just share the moment with everyone.
It was a shock to the system. It was jarring. Kaner, remember they did that on video as well, and they used it as part of the reality, Blackhawks.com, behind the scenes. I didn't like that.
No.
I didn't like that because I thought they tried to capitalize on this sort of emotional ups and downs, and I felt like that was as much access as I'd love to have. We're journalists. We want to get the behind the scenes.
Right, you're a fan, like, too.
That might have been a bridge too far.
Yeah, the sentimentality part of it. But, yeah, I mean, people forget, like, of all – I had to think, too. I had to think to myself because between – the Cubs recently and the Blackhawks recently, there's always these returns, and I have to think to myself as they come back, as the parade of players makes their way back to the, has Kane been back? No. He has not. Like, that blew me away when I was thinking about it.
What time is it?
A couple of days ago.
He's going to be here 5.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You don't want to miss it.
No.
You don't want to miss
5 of the jersey retiring starts at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Out at the United Center for Chris Chelios.
His quest for the hat trick begins about 5.
5
and you can boom whenever you want.
Are you going to be like, you've said that he's like one of your favorite guys that you've ever covered.
I said,
you think he's the greatest Blackhawk of all time?
I do.
Are you just going to take your shirt off in the stands and just go crazy?
No.
Are you going to paint the
bottom? There'll be no shirtless. Yeah.
Shirtless
no shirtless displays.
Vegas Hall going to go
no,
there?
No, not getting crazy.
Is your son going to have to calm you down
at the
game?
I don't know.
Is that what's going to happen?
That might be difficult. I will be excited. I'm looking forward to that. I think that he's still playing at a very high level. And the fear was, after the surgery, that he would not be able to maintain that or regain that. And he has. And it's fun. And if you like Patrick Kane, if you like good hockey, you're going to see – you're going to be treated this afternoon. Whatever.
Amen.
Whatever happens.
Hey, maybe Connor Bedard will have an hand. Maybe Connor Bedard will get the hat trick.
I hope Bedard gets 3 and Kane gets 3.
Maybe that's the the true passing of the torch could happen
future
today.
Future meets the past on the ice at 5. Let's drop the puck and have some fun.
Love it, Bears.
Let's continue to have some fun. The man who drafted Patrick Kane, I think, doesn't get enough respect and credit for what he did to put this 2010 championship team together. Dale Tallon will join us next. We are at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph, courtesy of BetMGM. We're having a lot of fun. Mark Grody, David Haw, until 3 o'clock, talking hockey. When we come back, it's Dale Tallon on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.